It is now 6 o'clock, and we are here for the post-submittal community meeting for National Business Park Phase 2, Section 1, Parcel 9R, Lots 1 through 10, Mixed Use Development. I am accompanied by Cop Defense Thomas Foss and Dakota Stone Cipher. The purpose of this meeting, in accordance with 17-2-107C of the County Code, which requires a community meeting within 45 days of submittal of a final plan. We submitted the final plan on February 25th, 2026. This project is located along Guardian Way, which intersects National Business Parkway. This project is a revision to a previously approved final plan that was approved in June 24, 2024, and a grading permit that was approved August 28th, 2024, that created 10 lots and included 6 office buildings, 2 garages, and an existing data center. This revision that we're in for with this revised final plan only affects lots 1 through 5 and includes a second data center and only 4 office buildings and 1 garage. This project is privately proposed. It's not a capital improvement project. The land, existing and proposed ownership, is Clark's 100 LLC, care of Cop Defense. The zoning of this property is MXDS, which is mixed use suburban, which is a mixed use land use. I'm gonna pause for a moment right now. We just had one community member enter. Hi, welcome.
Hello. Thomas Foss. Thomas is Cop Defense. Honored. Nice to meet you.
We literally just like started a minute or two ago. We have to start at 6 o'clock.
Still here.
Okay. Yep. Have a seat. When you do speak, I'm trying to speak loudly to make sure we have to audio record the meeting and then it goes up online, which I'll get into at the end of the meeting. So just speak up. I'm trying to make sure we catch everybody's voices. And I don't know what you heard, but I was at the point of talking about the zoning. It's zoned MXDS, which is mixed use suburban. It is also a mixed use land use, and then it also falls within the county's, it's called their critical economic policy development policy area, which is a targeted growth area. The property is not in the critical area, and just to let you know, I have to go through a number of things that the county wants us to talk about. We have a checklist of items, so at the end we'll open it up for questions. Okay. With regard to the existing conditions, the property is over 45 acres. Floodplain was determined probably back in 2011 and dedicated to Anne Arundel County. So it abuts the west side and south side of the property. The mapped resources include 5.968 acres of wetlands, 4.29 acres of buffer, 850 linear feet of streams, and 10.64 acres of buffers. All those areas, those environmental areas, are located on the west and south side of the property. They've been placed in open space and preserved in forest conservation. The light gray that you see on these plans are existing forest conservation easements. With regard to the forest, there are 18 specimen trees throughout the site, also been preserved. And there was, prior to the grading permit that was issued back in 2024, there was 56.3 acres of existing forest, and we preserved and put in forest conservation easement, 32.5. There's actually a little more than that on the plan because there's some small areas they wouldn't let us put in easement, and there's a larger area over here that was retained. So it's probably closer to 40 acres of existing forest on this parcel. On this parcel. I said 45 acres, didn't I? I meant 90 acres for the overall acreage. This project existing and proposed use are both mixed use. There's no demolition planned with this application. The demolition was done with the previous approved final plan and the grading permit that was approved. Number of lots that were subdivided were originally 10 lots. You can see that the lots located on this plan, and those, we are only affecting 5 of those lots. And it's really just some minor lot line adjustments to match the revised layout. I'm gonna show you that. So the revised layout, this originally, if you were here at the last, when we went through community meetings, when we originally did the final plan, there were 6 buildings of office that fell in this location. And now we are replacing 2 office buildings with 1 data center. What you see in red is all that's being revised. Everything that is in black is staying as is, as was previously approved. And so our lot lines are just being modified to follow either the data center or the office buildings. And then there is a lot line change between the 2 data centers. This is the existing data center. The existing data center is 110,095 square feet. The proposed data center is 232,000 square feet. And the 4 office buildings total 660,000 square feet. The existing data center is 1 floor. The proposed data center is 2 floors, but it does sit a floor below the office. The site drops off to the south. And then the office buildings are anywhere from 4 to 6 stories, 4 to 6 stories. We're allowed 90 feet height, maximum height, based on our design guidelines. The county just changed the mixed use regulations. You can actually go up to 180 feet. We don't propose at this time going higher than 90 feet. Guardian Way is an existing public road up to this T turnaround that you see on here. It's a 50 foot right of way with a 24 foot roadway. Everything else beyond that are all private access ways. There's private access up to the secure area to the original data center, and then we have private roadways all throughout the office, and the second data center will be accessed the same way that the existing data center is accessed, and it will come in using their drive aisles and come up to the second data center. And the data center roadways range from 24 to 40 feet wide, depending on which side of the data center that you're located on. All of the access here, it circles back to Guardian Way and goes out to Guardian Way. There are no other access points to this parcel except for a fire lane that is gated in this location. The fire lane, is only for the fire marshal to come in if they need to. They would originally come up in here. All of our FDCs are facing that road, but that's if there's an emergency, they'll use that road. With regard to parking, the proposed data center requires 39 parking spaces. There are 50 shown on this site layout. The office requires 1,980 parking spaces. We are providing 1,980 parking spaces, 866 of them with the surface parking that you see surrounding the office buildings, and then 1,114 parking spaces, within the garage. Circulation for delivery and mail and everything else will all come off of Guardian Way. There are 2 entries into the office, so they can circulate around, so can the fire marshal, and then everything in the data centers has to go to the VCP before it can get into the site. Open space, for this mixed use project, 15% open space is required for the entire National Business Park North. That was all addressed back originally when the first infrastructure plan. So there was a lot of platted forest conservation and open space parcels that more than exceeded the requirement. So any open space that we provide on 9 is extra. So we have 14.668 acres of platted open space just on parcel 9. Stormwater management for the site, there's 1 quantity and some quality management pond in the back. There is an underground stormwater management quantity facility, and then throughout the whole parcel, including the data center, and you can come up and look at this later, but there's small, what they call microbio facilities. Those are quality management only, and they're spread out. They have small drainage areas, 20,000 square feet to each one, and they're spread out throughout the development, and they are only about 18 inches deep, and we plant them, and they sort of become part of the landscape in the development. The proposed limited disturbance for this project is 36.5 acres. At this point, there's no proposed green on-site or building features, though COPT Defense does do lead for their office buildings. This project is not residential, so the schools will not be affected. With regard to utilities, there's water and sewer that comes up from the south. The sewer runs through the data center. It's private, and it will serve the office and the new second data center. There is that's an 8-inch line. There is a 12-inch water line that also provides a loop to National Business Parkway that comes up from the south. It is public, runs through and down Guardian Way, and ties into a line within National Business Parkway in two locations. All these buildings will be metered individually off of that 12-inch line, including the two data centers will have their own meter. And then any water that you see within the development is all private and is for fire coverage, and fire hydrants to serve the buildings. With regard to environmental features and modifications, there are no modifications that were submitted with this application. Prior to us submitting this application, we did submit a modification 2005-0023 that was approved October 29, 2025 to skip sketch. And that was agreeable to the county because this project had already gone through the sketch plan process, already gone through the final plan process, and had gone through the grading permit process. So this was considered a minor change to the final plan. So that modification allowed us to submit a revision to the final plan, and then we'll also submit a revision to the grading permit. So there are no environmental modifications or environmental impacts from this development application. I have one more thing. With this application, the traffic impact remains as approved, and due to low traffic generated from the data centers, the traffic trips won't be affected, and the overall square footage of the park will be modified from 2,033 to 2,302,752 square feet. So other than that, we can open up for questions and go through that, and then I'll tell you about the community meeting and going online and that at the end of the meeting.
You feel free if you'd like to come on up
here
and take a look at the drawings.
I'd actually like you to get closer to the microphone anyway if you have questions.
As part of the construction, are there additional roads being constructed? Because there's a community nearby that has one road.
No, there are no other roads being built.
Okay.
Not only that, but if you heard about what she mentioned about the fire access, Selner is a public road, but we're closing off access to it as we had promised in the past, and it'll only be utilized on a controlled measure for fire access purposes. It won't be used for construction, it won't be used and accessible generally for the operation of the building.
Okay, so the construction will happen along Guardian Road?
Correct. In and out of the park itself.
You mean access for construction?
Right.
Yes.
Yeah. All the vehicles, the materials.
Right. The road itself won't be rebuilt. It's already, built.
Are you a neighbor of the, are you in the either the apartments or townhomes?
Yes.
Okay. We've had these meetings in the past. Happy that you showed up a lot of times. You don't get much attention for folks out here, so. Appreciate you being here.
When do you plan on closing Selner?
Selner's already closed. We don't use it.
I mean,
the end of Selner. The end of Selner. We're not closing, just so we're clear. Selner goes, here are the townhomes right here. We own this land, which is all set aside for environmental purposes and such. We control here. There's a gate down there today.
Yes, I've seen
and
that.
And we're not going in and out of that now. We're not going to be going that far. It's always going to be controlled. So there's no purpose for anyone coming down there.
Okay, and no construction vehicles?
No construction will be coming down here. We're working with a contractor now for pre-construction. Everything will come down this way.
Okay.
I'm sorry, he's the next two.
You're the
only community member.
Oh.
That's why we focus on you. But take your time if you have other questions. We're in no rush.
Yeah, oh, you missed. We have also an illustrative that maybe helps you see it a little better.
Okay, so
are you understanding of the big change that's been made?
Yes.
Okay, the original plan showed 6 office buildings, 2 garages. Now it's 4 office buildings, 1 garage, and a second
data center. And the second data center is in addition to the first data center, which is already there.
Correct.
Okay, and so who are all the players? You've got Morris Ritchie, is that
that's
architect?
That's me. We're the planners, engineers, and surveyors.
Okay. Marley.
Merrily.
Nice to meet you.
You too.
Palm Duck. And COP, is that the owners?
We are the owners. COP Defense Properties. We own everything basically from 175 up against the townhomes or apartments down to 32.
Okay, gotcha.
And we own, operate, we are not merchant developers. So when we build in a community, we stay. Have you been living in the complex long or?
Couple years. And who is Clark's? How are they? Well,
who?
Oh, Clark's 100 is the entity that COP. They have an entity for every lot. That's just the entity.
Are you familiar with the historic house and the apartments?
Talking about the house that's not part of the HOA?
Where the pool is.
Right where the pool is, in the center of the apartments, there's an old historic house. That's the old Clark family. That family, years ago, sold us what used to be called Clark's 100 property. It's more than 100 acres, it's more like 200 acres.
Okay.
But the LLC that still is alive today still carries that name. But it's COP Defense Properties. We're located or headquartered in Columbia Gateway, right down 175. As soon as you get into Columbia, we're right there at 95 and 175.
Okay. I had some questions about the data center. Do you know how much power it's going to use?
I don't know that it's determined, but the tenant will be paying for all the electrical upgrades and fund everything.
Okay. I do want to talk about the effects on the community that data center construction will have. What kind of studies have you done ahead of time to determine? Is it going to affect the electricity usage, water usage?
Water usage. Good question. Water is the easy one. Water, each one of the office buildings has already been approved and paid for water impact fees. One of the data centers, they don't use the water nearly as much. So if I were to guess, one of those office buildings uses probably about twice as much water as one of these data centers. They're not water cooled systems, they're electrically cooled systems. So the water impact, it's actually
less.
It's far less. Far less. Electrical, there is more, and that's why they will be funding any upgrades that are necessary.
And what impact will those electrical usage use on the community? Will it increase the fees? There are a couple of news stories about how data centers affect utility usage for the community.
Yeah, that's why I'm telling you, this tenant will be paying for all the electrical upgrades, and that's going through BGE directly with that, paying for all that. Obviously, what BGE does is on BGE, but any of the electrical upgrades that are necessary for this center or put on the tenant itself.
True, but BGE could increase the rates for the entire area.
BGE could do that now.
Right.
Right, it's...
Well, the data center would not prevent that from happening, is what I'm trying to point out.
The data center won't prevent it or cause it because all the improvements...
How do you know?
Well, because all the improvements are being paid for by the tenant.
Okay. Okay, if it's not using water cooling, it's just using electrical cooling?
Similar to the one that's out there right now.
Okay.
That's correct. It's an air-cooled chiller system. The tenant actually looked into a water-based system, and the county didn't have the capacity for it. So we pushed back and said, we're not even going to study that. We're not going there. We're going to do the exact same system that's on the other center, which, I don't know what your background is with mechanical design engineer. I don't really know enough to be dangerous. But it's an air-cooled chiller system, which chiller refrigerant going to all, there's no cooling towers that are dissipating water or steam or anything like that, because that would utilize the water. The you know what EDU is?
It's no.
Sewer and water unit that you have to pay for, whether it's an office building or data center or a residential home, you have to pay for units. And the units that you pay for, again, for the office buildings are far greater than what is required for the center. I want to say.
I think it's probably three times.
It's probably three times, mm-hmm. Right. So there's a big benefit by going to the data center. And on top of that, there's no impact to schools. And obviously a data center only requires, what did you say, how many parking spaces?
39.
So there's, it's far less impactful.
Will there be any backup generators?
Yes, there will be, and you can see all this equipment back here, and it's no different than what we have here that is already in place. They're not noisy, but this is a two-story structure. This is a one-story. They're gonna be shielded behind this in addition to all these buildings. So if you're concerned about this area, they're gonna be behind everything. And behind forest buffer environmental areas that we've left in.
We also, it's hard to see at this scale, but we also have a fairly evergreen buffer along the office so that you hopefully won't see.
This is how many feet higher than this?
12.
12 feet. So it kind of gives you a sense this is down lower and these units are far,
Okay, and what fuel do the units use? Is it diesel?
Oh, that's a good question. I believe it's diesel.
Okay.
Yeah, I believe it's diesel. I mean, it's not natural gas. There's no gas
out
here.
No, we have a fuel tank for it.
Yeah, it's got to be
diesel.
It's got to
be
diesel.
Okay. The reason why I bring that up is because some areas have reported health issues with diesel fumes possibly causing asthma in the residents who live nearby. I also wanted to bring that up as well.
In Virginia, or Data Center Alley, because we go through this down there, we own some of those down there as well. And the zoning allowed for no buffer. You can see, I mean, data centers in that case are like located right here, right up against residential. Each one of these buildings is almost a football field long. They're about 250 feet. And if you look how far that distance is, and we're not growing that any further, you'll have the buffer of office space.
But is that enough going to be to completely dissipate all the diesel fuel fumes?
Is it gonna, I can't tell you, I've done a study to show that. Because we have it. What I will say is each one of these other buildings have generators too. Not to the level of this, but it is
right.
Mixed use, it is office, they have generators, and because it's a defense office park, they typically have more than a standard office park. I'll just say that.
Well, if I had to pick, I would prefer the offices.
Sure.
The fumes.
For the fumes. Diesel. For the fumes, but if you, what is that, a quarter mile?
Yeah, I was trying. Distance, this isn't to scale. Unfortunately,
no.
I was trying to eyeball it. But
no, it's, right, it's a good distance away. And each one of those buildings, again, are 12 feet in elevation higher than the two-story building. And those are 4 to 6-story buildings.
And how many stories is the first data center that's already there?
Single.
Okay. Well, what if the tenant decides to upgrade to the AI data center that does require cooling? Could that
AI
be a possibility?
Data center?
Right, the data centers that require water cooling.
They won't allow it. There's
the
no capacity for it. The county won't allow it.
Okay.
The county doesn't have the capacity to do those kind of water-based systems. That was already investigated. That was studied. And that was a resounding no, because and the tenant, as you can imagine, is a big national top tier kind of a group. It's got a lot of influence, and they were told no, you can't do it. So they're going to put in all that equipment. It's not like they're just going to change it, because it's a big investment.
And what about leftover construction material? Is all of it going to be disposed properly once the construction finishes?
That's a great question. We are, you know what LEED is, USGBC?
No.
United States Green Building Council. LEED, L-E-E-D, Leadership in Environmental Energy Design. It's a rating system of green buildings. You can look it up, but we get every building to a minimum certified through LEED. Many of the buildings that we have out there are silver, if not gold, but it's environmental. We're very conscious, we're green developers. And as I mentioned, we don't build in the communities and leave. So any of the community members around here, they typically know me because I've been here 20 years and had several meetings with more than one person. But we can't sell you a basket of goods because we're leaving in a year or two because we're selling the development. We don't sell anything in this park.
What was the name of that company? USBD?
US Green Building Council, USGBC.org. If you take a look at that, it'll take you some time to look through that rating system. But green developers, follow that, or Green Globes, or
GRESB.
Well, GRESB is more of an international one. But the lion's share of the buildings around here since 2004, green developers follow USGBC, which is headquartered out of Washington, D.C. And you do it on a building-by-building basis, and what it does is, where are you getting your concrete? Is it recycled concrete? How are you disposing of it? How are you doing your steel? Is there a certain amount of recycled? Are you getting your materials locally, or are you going all over the world? It's a rating system, and to get to a certified level, you have to, it's stormwater, it's site location, it's materials, and
solar,
it's all kinds of stuff, and it's something we take a lot of pride in, because again, when we build in these communities, we want to do it the right way, and we want to do environmentally friendly. So we've built out this entire park. Now, you don't have a bigger aerial, do you? This goes all the way down to 32. Mm. So you're welcome to drive through there. I would discourage you from taking out a camera If you drive down there, I like to think that you'll see that we're Class A construction. We upkeep our properties. The landscaping is gorgeous, because if it's not, Bonnie will make you wring my neck if it's not. And we operate, manage our properties to Class A. We can't cut corners, leave construction materials out in the forest, if that's kind of where you're getting at, or
right,
dispose of them improperly, because we own and operate this park. And we have for since 1989. So
even National Business Parkway, which is a county road, they take care of.
Right. Because our tenants, if the county can't get to them for snow, we gotta do things for our tenants to go the extra mile to get them in.
Mm, okay. Including snow removal?
Including snow removal. Including, you can go into any detail there of what you go and do,
yeah,
above and beyond.
Name it.
Yeah. I mean, our customers are This is our bread and butter. And while we're a national company that has about 25 million square feet, we're focused here in the Mid-Atlantic. We have properties in Northern Virginia, we have properties in Alabama, we have properties in Texas. This is our backyard. This park is what has made our company, and we try to replicate this across the country.
So on that site, would I be looking for cop the fence?
Yes.
I guess this, okay, is there like a review or some kind of audit being done on this particular construction that I can follow from that site?
For USTBC?
Right.
No. We apply for it in design, they review it with each building. So it's not park-wide. Every building that we do, every office building, let me say, every office, because they don't have one for data center. But every office building that we do, and if you were to look, I can tell you the tenant here because they scream it. It's the Microsoft building. Right. We got gold on this building. They required it. And the three buildings, there's one here, there's one here, there's one here. I want to say we got two gold, one silver, or maybe two silver, one gold. But it's one of those things, we get a plaque for it. Usually we put it in the lobby of the building. That's a great question. I don't know that USGBC, I don't know if you can put in any address and they'll tell you at what stage of it is or award or whatever.
Okay.
But any of the buildings that we do, particularly the new ones, the ones that are older prior to 2006, I can't dig up. But anything that is 2006 and beyond, which is in the northern part of the park and a handful in the southern, I can produce you with LEED certificates that show the certification from the USGBC.
I guess when I go to that website, what would I be looking for? Start poking around.
What you would find is the program, what they do, what they stand for. If you're a builder or developer, what you can apply for. We apply for building design, core and shell construction through the building, and that's the certification we get. I just don't think they make it public. We make it public. If you get on our website, copt.com, you'll see environmental stuff on there and what we do and who we are.
Okay. So if I were to do that, how would I find information about this construction?
You get it from here.
Just these
and when you say construct, we're not publicizing this. A lot of our tenants, we have to do these meetings because they're community meetings, but we're not posting this all over the internet and with this stage of the project and heavily advertising it. We advertise to government tenants or defense contractor tenants specifically, but we're not out speaking specific to this right now.
Okay, so the reviews you're talking about would not be available for the public?
The reviews, the USGBC reviews?
Yes.
I don't think those are, I would for the office buildings that we've done, I give you a copy of the certificate. I can pull some of them up, I'm sure, on my phone and show you. But if you went to the USGBC and say, hey, this group named COPT have called me up, have they ever done any of your certified buildings? My guess is they would look into it and tell you, yeah. I don't know. I've never had anybody ask the question. They give us certificates and stuff when we apply for it. Again, we do it in design, the process in design. We do the process for our office buildings throughout construction, and it takes about a year for us to, our designers, to get all the information in for them to do an audit to say, you passed or you didn't pass, or here are the point systems that you get, here's what you didn't get, and you got 40 out of the 50 points. That puts you at a certified level, but if you get 48 points, you get to a silver level or 55 to whatever. But we track that with our architects, with our designers, with our folks. We track it. We make sure throughout the whole cycle that we're following the right steps and we get that certification. A lot of our government tenants, they require it. That Microsoft tenant I just pointed out required it. And to an even elevated level. And we achieved it.
Okay. If I wanted to, I just wanted to look at that information. If there's a way.
What you would see is a certificate, and I can pull one of them up, I'm sure. And then they give us, we
track a scorecard, because you can imagine, if you're designing a building, we go through this with the architects and all the consultants to make sure it's civil. How many points are you gonna get for the ponds, and how do we get extra points? And if we need extra points, let's do some underground storage or whatever we do. Then we go to the architect. How are you writing in your design and your specs to meet these environmental standards from this scorecard? What points are you gonna get? What are you not gonna get? And then the scorecards, let me just show it to you.
So the USGBC website is going to show you what those standards are for the different levels. And I'm sorry, I'm Bonnie Hinkle.
Bonnie.
I'm with COP Defense as well.
Honda.
I'm the vice president for operations. So I run everything in this park after Thomas and his team does the development. It stays with me and we maintain everything. So it'll show you the standards and how we achieve those standards.
So this is a LEED scorecard, LEED version 4, BD&C, building, why am I blanking on this? It's core and shell, design and construction, building, design and construction, project checklist. I start out with this blank, and I sit down with our architects and our designers, and eventually we get to the contractor, but we design a building that this is not for one of these, this is for one in the park, a little bit west of here. But we go through, we track all the points, and you can see here where it says certified 40 to 49, silver 50 to 59, gold 60 to 79. We're tracking, we're gonna get 44 points, and we got locked in. There's 19 maybes, and there's 47 points you're not gonna get. So location and transportation, here's your site. What site are you picking, how are you getting points there? Here's your sustainable sites, your civil design, your different things there. Here is materials and resources, indoor environmental quality, innovation, regional priority. We're judged on all this. So it's a scorecard. You would not see this because this is not publicized unless we do a lot of celebration of our developments. And sometimes you've ever heard of the business, you ever heard of ULI?
No.
Urban Land Institute, these are business development groups. We'll get awarded by those in our industry, and we'll say, look, we did a green project. We want to go in competition against the other ones because we're a better developer than the other guys. And they'll evaluate it. Sometimes we get an award and we talk through this and tell people what we did.
Right, okay.
But it's a business association.
But in order for me to see the certificate, I have to go to Microsoft's lobby.
No, to see the certificate that basically has a stamp that says they got it. And by the way, this is over and above any requirements throughout the county. Just so we're clear, the county does not require us to do this. Our CEO said, you're gonna do this, starting in 2005, right around there. Every building is gonna be a LEED building. Every office building. Again, we haven't been into data centers long, and they don't have one for data centers. So they're all for our office building. But it is a big priority of ours. A lot of these LEED objectives get picked up by code. Even if we weren't going to follow LEED, they'll hold us to it. And the bioretentions, the little 18-inch ponds that Merrily brought up, that is all also for environmental reasons. So you're draining to 20,000 square foot areas in multiple areas instead of generally one big pond. And it adds quality to the groundwater, and it replenishes the groundwater instead of just taking all the water and shipping it down to a pond across the site. That's it. To answer your question, what building do we have that he could just walk into and see a LEED plaque? I want to say 410-2030, I think.
Or a website. Would be more convenient, so I could say, okay, this building got this rating.
Mm-hmm.
So that way I could share with the community and say, if they were concerned about the construction, being green, I don't think we can all go to the building.
No, I understand. But even if, let's pretend for a second we weren't interested at all. We're not environmental developers. We're not interested in doing that at all. The code holds our feet. Even if we're a merchant builder who's going to sell and get out, the code's gonna hold us to certain standards of what we have to do as well. This goes above and beyond it, but
You know, a lot of these things make it into the code, like with recycled concrete or recycled material for steel and regional stuff. But, you know, because all architects know, the better developers are following this. And even if we don't pursue LEED, they're building that into their materials already anyway.
Right.
But
as you said, those
certifications. I will share with you these certifications. If you want to see a building, and you want to, I mean, you might question if I'm doctoring something maybe, but I would share with you.
But those certifications and those codes are your scorecards surpass the county requirements.
Oh, absolutely.
Right.
Oh, this is above and beyond. Energy is a big one. Energy savings on an office building, they usually say, how are you getting more efficient than code? And we have to do your house, maybe you have an outside unit outside. Is it 12 SEER, 13 SEER, 14 SEER? Code might say 12 SEER. Maybe you got a 15 SEER on yours that's more efficient and thus was more expensive, but saves you money and energy overall. These systems, these mechanical systems, are uber efficient. And that's a function not only of code, but of the USGBC, and our tenants have grown to require it and demand it. And they want to see energy bills before they move in.
Right, we just received Energy Star rating for 48 buildings.
And that's a whole different system than
we reapply every year for every building. So not only do we develop them to LEED standards, we're committed to maintaining and operating them as well too.
Okay.
So we want to be a good neighbor. And that's the goal. We live here just as much as you live in your home. We want to make sure we're good neighbors.
Were any of those buildings data centers?
We are not going to ever get Energy Star at data centers.
Yeah.
But we do provide information on the data centers so they can tell us how we're trending.
This is our second data center in the park and likely the last, just because our bread and butter is the office that you see around here. But it just got added to the zoning code, I want to say 2 or 3 years ago, and addressed there, because data centers don't come up here in Maryland because it's not as friendly of an environment with power costs and taxation. They generally stay out of Maryland, but
yeah, Virginia.
They're down in Virginia. Well, and they're moving south and west now from Northern Virginia because they've run out of land.
Okay.
But they all have the taxation that they get is been through the roof. Because again, think about taxation without really occupancy and impact is incredible.
So what's going to be the long-term plan for that gateway or that gate that is blocked off by the community?
It's blocked off by us.
Right.
It's blocked off, and we have promised not to use it and open it up to regular traffic in the park. It's a gated entry meant for fire or emergencies. It's not going to be used for construction. Let's pretend those buildings are all operational. They're not going out of there. It's no different than what basically you have today.
Okay. Well, is there going to be some kind of security presence to restrict access in case somebody drives down that road, they make a wrong turn?
There'll be a gate there.
Okay.
There's a gate out there today, right?
Yes.
The gate is in place today. You might get a newer gate or a nicer gate, whatever, but you try to ram that gate, you're going to have a problem with your truck. And because we live here, and I really point to her, she's managing the entire park. Every issue with every building is Bonnie's responsibility, and she wasn't hired yesterday. She's been here longer than I've been here, right?
20 years.
06.
06.
Okay.
Oh. We do have security that roves the entire park for after hours, so we won't have security sitting at the gate, but there is security that would be checking the gate routinely.
Any camera systems planned?
Not at this time, but cameras in the park, yes, but we do not have anything slated in that area.
I joked about taking out your phone when we drive around this park, because we have roaming security and three-letter agencies look around for people.
Right.
You know, what are you doing taking pictures of this or that, or they don't pull you over. You
yes,
know,
and they provide their own security throughout the entire
park. There's a lot of security.
24 hours a day.
And then, before we developed the site, and it was a farm, there was guys running around there with shotguns, leading hunting expeditions through this property, which obviously doesn't occur anymore.
Time changes.
It does.
Well, I just wanted to know, is there going to be a camera right there pointed right at the neighborhood?
No.
You know, right in front
likely
of
no.
No.
Okay.
No.
Okay. Do you need to do any more digging to build the remaining buildings?
We do.
Home? Okay.
We buy.
How's
sorry.
That going to be handled?
The build, the digging, you've seen the property if you've come up here. This is already all graded.
Yes, I see.
And it was graded to the original plan of 6 office buildings. This has come along. We're doing this now. There's going to be some grading that is occurring right here, and it's going to be trucked out here, and it likely, well, the first year or so is going to be placed over here. Till we get a grading permit to the property over here, we're going to place that soil. But this will be completely unaffected. This being solar.
But the grading is all in this area, nothing.
Yeah, this has already been all graded. I mean, this has all been all graded, but with the change, there's extra mass grade, extra phase grading, you know, like the term mass grading, that occurs right here. And that's it. It's just this footprint. So it's going to be far less. If you've been here for a couple of years, you saw all the work that we did here. It's not a third of that.
Can't even tell it was farmed.
If you get on Google Maps, you'll see it, because it's still shown.
How many square feet is that data center, did you say?
232.
Okay.
Two stories. A 115.
110.
110 square foot floor plate.
Oh.
115.
160. And you asked about a place where you could go. Actually look up like the lead. So the company COPT on their website, they have sustainability reports that we publish every year.
Good point.
So this is published information, you know, that can be fact checked.
Not this yet.
Correct.
But other parts of the development that have been executed.
Correct. That's nationwide. So it says currently have, this is as of 2025, currently have 55 LEED certified buildings and 48 Energy Star at that point in the program.
Okay.
So again, not pointing directly to the National Business Park here, but that is our mission.
And that's for the whole country?
That's
exactly.
Correct.
Okay.
This is our top tier park.
Yeah.
So, yeah. We haven't done an office building here since 2003 that it hasn't gotten some level of LEED certification. And some of them get interior as well. Our tenants go even further.
Okay. Are you going to move the grading digging to Microsoft?
No.
Or are you going somewhere else?
No.
Awesome.
No. If, you know the area, water tower right here.
Right.
There's a big, okay, you got Brockbridge Road right about here.
Okay.
Across Brockbridge, we own land there too.
And then Guilford, if you go further, Guilford Road.
That's
my Dorsey Run.
I'm going to show you on a map, on a map, just to make it easier.
Yeah, it's really on the corner of 175 and National Business Park.
This is a long-term plan. So this is where we are. This is the park. There's your farm right there. It's no longer there. Mm-hmm. So, you see this spot right there?
Yes.
That's the long-term plan for that dirt. Temporarily, we're going to cut it from this area, put it over here on the site, and then once we get a grading permit over here, we're going to go from there to there.
Okay. Gotcha. Does the tenant plan on making any more revisions?
No.
For the ribbon cutting?
No.
Okay. changes or construction they would like to do after this is completed?
No, and that's our decision. It's our land, and that is what we want. That is our bread and butter. So we carved off, what is the acres there? 6-8 acres,
yeah.
Whatever it is for them. And in all likelihood, as far as that goes, we're returning to the office buildings.
Okay, they don't say, well, you know, we might grow
that
10, 20
be,
years.
That would be against what we want to do.
Okay. Okay, Thomas, that's all I have.
Any questions, anything you want, anything you need. Again, I keep beating this drum, we're community people. If you're not happy, that sounds like that radio commercial, I don't want to say that. If you're not happy, we're not happy. But anything that we can answer, anything that we can address, that's very important to us. And this is a by right development, but at the same time, we're in this community. These people live, work, and play here. These guys are living in your townhomes or your apartments or whatever. The councilman's there, Pete Smith, who's looking to become county executive. He's right there. He's actually, in addition, he's one of our tenants. He's down here. Did you hear that? So a lot of the people that live there work in our buildings. So it's very important to us to maintain good relationships in our community.
I can't beat that commute then.
No. Well, no, they might not like some of the road being blocked off, but you know, you can't.
Oh, I forgot one more thing. Are there gonna be any exterior lights around the data center, and you anticipate any light pollution reaching the community?
You can imagine this tenant likes to fly under the radar. This isn't, Our tenants here generally aren't flashy with lights, I'm sure at a door there's going to be an exit light, but there's not going to be up lights highlighting a data center, or showing off beautiful concrete.
Right.
You know what I mean?
I think they use the cutoffs and all the lights that prevent.
Well, and that's a LEED. That's a LEED requirement.
Mm-hmm.
So there's no light trespass. There's no light bleed over into other properties. They make you put, and we can a little bit within our park, but yeah, we are not lighting this up.
And we usually keep them, we have dimming capability, so they stay low lit for safety, so we don't take the lots completely dark, just in and around all of our buildings, and as you drive across, you'll see that they brighten, so that
right.
We minimize impact.
Honda, if you don't mind me asking you, is that right?
Yes.
The existing data center. Any issues? Any concerns? I mean, since you've been living here, has there been any concerns like, oh wow, I don't like this or I don't like that?
I have to talk to the community and see what they say. I haven't, but this data center is going to be closer, so it's
a little bit.
I know it's
sure.
Lower. You're talking about the grading.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. No, that's fair. That's fair, but my response is we don't hear any complaints about this kind of stuff, and the people that know us know that we're not going to do something that goes against what the community wants and needs. I mean, it is a growth area. It is an employment center. This is where the county and the county executive and the several before him have said, grow in this area so you're not in South County on a waterfront and impacting environmental right there. This is the epicenter of growth, but it's a mixed use area, and I think it's done tastefully, where we're screening things and dropping the grades of the data center to minimize any potential impact, but I don't think there's any impact at all.
Okay. I guess my only reference are the data centers that Facebook, NVIDIA build. They're quite different.
Yes, they are.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, they are. This is a difference.
And you know, when people say data center, they think, oh, these facilities that are thousands of square feet.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the first thing that comes to mind. Maybe that's not that's like an exaggeration or a stereotype, but
millions,
that's why
they're the big ones,
right?
Yeah, they I've seen those, the Facebook ones, they go on forever. They're huge. That's not this.
Okay. Now, thank you for your time.
No, right, I don't expect you will be. Feel free to call me.
Okay.
So I'm just gonna just let you know the process. The plans are already in the county for review, and like I said, it's a revised final plan. Tomorrow morning, we'll upload the audio from this meeting. It will be uploaded on its community meeting comments at aacounty.org. If you just went into Anne Arundel County and typed community meeting, it would bring you to the website. And it'll be up there for 14 days, so anybody can go on and leave comments if they miss the meeting. And then after 14 days, then we have 2 weeks to put the meeting minutes together from whatever happened here, and then any comments that would have been uploaded to the community meeting comments at aacounty.org.
Okay. Is that near the community meeting calendar?
Or yes, it is.
Different section?
Yeah, usually it's where, did you notice at the bottom it'll say before the meeting, during the meeting, after the meeting? There's like three categories there at the bottom of that website. Above, it's the after.
Okay.
You go in there, there's a link to the community meeting comments section.
Okay.
And you should even be able to go on the calendar, and that will give you the number. They assign a community meeting number to each project. So you may have already seen that. And that was that's that other link that you see there on the letter. See in the middle of the page, there's a...
Yes.
Yeah, that one. So yeah, it's pretty easy to find it.
You know when the next meeting will be?
So we won't have any more meetings. This is the last one. Because after the final plan's approved, we just revise the grading permit.
Okay. Now, if we were to change the plan and bring another data center closer to you or do anything, there would be.
Right.
But,
as this application.
We're not.
Okay.
Correct.
Thank you.
Okay. All right. Well, then I'm going to formally close this meeting. It is 6:57.
No, we don't have to be so nice because we're not recorded.
Nice. Fine.
Thank you for coming out.
Hey,
it was a pleasure.
Really appreciate you coming out. Thank you. It's good to meet you.
Thomas, nice to meet you.
Yeah, thanks a lot. I'm Dakota.
Dakota?
Yep.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you as well.
Harley?
Thank you. Nice meeting you.
Nice meeting you.